Hey there, welcome back with me, Selena. And in this episode, we are diving into something that can make or break your business, finding and defining your target audience. Now, I know that you might be thinking, why do I need to narrow it down? I want to help everyone. But trust me, if you're trying to talk to everyone, you're really talking to no one. So in this episode, we're going to break down why you need to get super specific with your target audience and how you can create your own custom avatar to truly connect with the people who are going to help your business thrive. If this sounds like a big deal, that's because it really is. But don't worry, I've got you covered. By the end of this episode, you'll not only understand why you need to nail down your audience, but also how to create a detailed avatar so you know exactly who you're speaking to. All right, let's jump in. So let's start with the basics. Why is having a specific audience so important? And here's the thing. If your audience is too broad, you're going to have a hard time connecting with them. Think about it. If you try to appeal to everyone, no one's going to feel like you're speaking directly to them. It's like being at a party and shouting, "Hello, everyone." Sure, I mean, people might turn their heads, but no one's really listening because they don't feel personally addressed. So write that down. If you try to address a broad target audience, no one feels addressed at the end. So let's say you decide that your target audience is just women. Sound specific? No, not really, because women are half of the population. You've got young women, older women, single women, married women, women in business, women with kids, women without kids. You see where I'm going, right? So you can't be an expert for every single type of woman. So if you're too broad, you're missing the chance to be seen as an expert in a specific area. And trust me, being the expert is what's going to make people seek to you and pay you for your knowledge. So write that down, specific target audience, we can address them directly in our wording. Now let's say you narrow it down to a little more. Instead of just women, you chose female and online entrepreneurs or single moms or women in leadership positions. Now we're getting somewhere. So suddenly you're able to tailor your messaging to speak directly to their struggles and their goals. And let me give you a quick example here. If you're targeting female online entrepreneurs, your messaging could be about scaling their business, managing their time, finding a balance between work and personal life. If you're talking to single moms, for example, maybe your focus is on helping them find financial freedom while juggling a busy household. So the more specific you get, the more powerful your words become. So you're no longer just another voice in the crowd, you're the go-to expert for their situation. And let me give you a personal story from me. When I became my first daughter in postpartum time, I was super overwhelmed. I was completely overwhelmed. I had no idea what to do. I feel stressed. I feel all the emotions that you can feel as a mom in postpartum. And then I saw one post, and this post was saying like, hey, if you're struggling during postpartum time and a new mom, here's what you need to do, right? And I felt addressed at the same minute I just went through it, right? If there would be a post about, hey, how you handle motherhood, I wouldn't feel addressed, right? Because it's not the pain that I'm feeling. The pain that I was feeling was I was overwhelmed and struggled with postpartum, right? And this is exactly what I mean by that. Now, let's talk about the perfect target audience. So what makes a target audience perfect? And I'm going to break this down into a few key things to look for when defining your audience. First, write that down. It's the big outcome. So a target audience, or what makes a target audience perfect, first of all, it's the big outcome. Your audience should be looking for a big outcome that you can help them achieve, whether it's growing their business, transforming their health, finding clarity in life, or overcoming postpartum, for example. They need to be seeking something transformative, right? Second, write that down, big pain. They need to have a big pain or challenge that they're currently struggling with. So the bigger the problem, the more willing they're able to invest into a solution. And you need to be able to clearly identify what that pain is and how you can help them solve it. And here's a little fun fact. When I was in the situation during postpartum, I told Maribel, I was like, hey, if someone is offering me the solution on how to overcome this struggle right now, I would pay them at least 20K, right? So as soon as you solve the problem, the people are willing to invest into a solution, right? Third thing, write that down, is the money mindset. And this is a hard thing, right? Your target audience needs to have a money mindset. What do I mean by that? So they need to see value in investing in themselves or their business. If they're hesitant to spend money on their own growth, it's going to be tough to cover them into paying clients. And I will give you an example in a second, what exact target audience you can attract and what exact target audience does this money mindset have. Now, the next thing is the fourth point, able to invest. They need to be able to invest, right? And speaking of money, they also need to be able to do that. So if your target audience is made up of students or people with a very low income, they may not be in a position to afford your services, no matter how valuable they think they are. And this is why business owners, entrepreneurs, and leaders tend to make great target audiences, because they understand the value of investing in their growth and usually have the resources to do so. So write that down. Business owners, entrepreneurs, and leaders. If you can help these kind of target audience, you can be sure that they have the money mindset, and you can be sure that they're able to invest, right? Now, lastly, your audience should be ready for change. And this is super, super important. They need to be at a point where they're not just thinking about improving their situation, they're ready to take action. And these are the people who will become your best clients, because they're motivated and willing to do the work, right? So you need to grab them at a specific stage where they already know, okay, I really, really need to change right now. And I don't want not want to change in a year or in 2 years or in 5 years. I want to change right now. So in a nutshell, the perfect target audience is one that's looking for a big outcome, has a big pain, is willing and able to invest, and is ready to make a change right now. Now, let's go to the hard part. Let's create your customer avatar. We covered already why having a specific target audience is a key, but let's take it a deep step further and talk about creating your customer avatar. This is a super fun and also helpful exercise that gives you a clear picture of who exactly you're talking in your business. So creating an avatar helps you visualize your ideal client, not just on a surface level, but in a way that allows you to truly understand their life, their challenges, and motivations. So I will walk you now through the process. First of all, identify the basic demographics. We need to get the basics down. So this includes, for example, the age. What's the age range of your ideal client? Or the gender? Are you targeting a specific gender? Is it more open? Like I just said, women, right? But women is too broad. But first we have to decide women or men, right? Then a location. Where do they live? Are you focusing on a location, national or even international audience? Then what are they doing, right? What's their job or profession? Are they business owners, leaders, or maybe freelancers? And let me give you a quick example here. When I worked in my 9-to-5 back then, if someone told me, or this is what someone told me, right? This is why we got a mentor in the first place. If someone told me at this point, like, hey, are you struggling with, you know, you're going to work every single day with, you know, a bad feeling and you don't want to go there and you feel depressed, you feel overwhelmed, you just don't want to do that, right? You have the feeling you waste your time, right? And you waste your life. This is something that I feel attracted to, right? If you attract a business owner and their struggles, this is a complete other thing. And this is why you really need to know, okay, is this person a business owner? Is this person a leader? Or is this person someone that is working the 9-to-5 job in an office, for example, right? Because even if you're addressing people, for example, like in my example, in a 9-to-5, or you're addressing people that are in leader positions, is also something else. Because for me, I also was in a leader position. And for example, at this point where I was in a leader position, if someone told me, hey, you're in a leader position and you do everything for that company, but for some reason you don't get this payout, right, for that effort that you put in, I would feel attracted, right? So whatever stage you are, and even if you say like, hey, I'm focusing on women in 9-to-5 jobs, you have to be more specific on that. Like I just said in my example, right, when I was working 9-to-5, just selling coffee, right? I worked at an espresso store, just selling coffee. I would feel attracted by saying like, hey, you have a bad feeling, you don't want to go to work. Like, this work is the same every day, stuff like that, right? I would feel attracted. If I was in my leader position and it wasn't the same company later on, right? A few years later, I got in this leader position. If someone told me like, hey, you put in so much work in this company and you lead this whole team, but for some reason you get almost the same salary, I would feel attracted, right? But at the end, I was in both times in my 9-to-5 job. So make sure that you're super, super specific, and I hope that makes sense for you. Now, next point, this was a long point, I'm sorry. Next point is the income level. So what's their income range? You want to make sure that they can afford your services, right? So are they in a position where they just get a few $100 a month, right? Or are they in a position, for example, again, like leaders, where they make already a lot of money, right? Now, this was the first step, right? First step, again, identify basic demographics. Second step, understand their goals and values. And this is what really drives them, right? This is really important. First of all, the personal goals. What do they want to achieve in their personal life? Maybe it's a work-life balance, financial freedom, personal growth, or just coming out of a specific struggle, like in my postpartum example, right? What are their professional goals? Do they have any career aspirations, or are they looking to scale their business, land a promotion, shift into a new career, you know? And the most important things are their values. What do they care about most? This could be family, success, sustainability, something else. Knowing this helps you align your messaging with what matters to them, right? So again, for example, let us grab the example from postpartum. I mean, the most important thing that a mom wants to is coming out of the struggle to really enjoy motherhood, right? To really be with their child and to be to give this another meaning, right? To really be with their child and to be in this moment and not just, you know, trying to survive and then, you know, grabbing some moments of their day where they feel aligned with their children, right? And this is where, for example, family is the most important value for this person, right? So really find out what do they care about most. Now, first step was identifying basic demographics. Second step was understanding their goals and values. The third step is identify their challenges and pain point. And now it's time to get into the nitty-gritty of their problems, right? So the primary challenges. What's the main issue they're facing? It could be time management, business growth, or even mindset blocks, something like that. Secondary challenges. Are there any smaller issues that affect them? Maybe it's finding the right tools, feeling unsupported, balancing work and family. And what is the real pain point? Like, what are their thoughts before going to bed, right? What's really causing them stress or frustration? These are the things that keep them up at night, the problems they need to solve, right? It's not like, oh, I want to get out of this situation. It's like I'm crying all the day, right? I don't want to be in that situation anymore because I feel overwhelmed, I feel stressed, you know, stuff like that. Really, what's really causing them stress or frustration, right? And then the fourth step, demonstrate their purchasing behavior. So understanding how your target audience makes buying decisions is key. So buying triggers is what motivates them to make a purchase. Is it a pain, so they want to solve a problem, or is it a desire? What do they want to achieve something? Then the preferred channels, where do they prefer to shop or consume content, right? Is it online? Is it on social media? So where is it? And also identify the spending habits. Are they big spenders or more caution with their money, right? This helps you tailor your offer to fit to their behavior. And then the most important thing in the last task, I would say, that you have to do is to create a backstory, right? To bring your avatar to life, give them a backstory. And this sounds super weird, but it's super helpful when you have that done, because this is something that you also need to create your content out of it, right? So first of all, create a personal background. Outline their life story. This can include education, family life, and career, right? Then create an outline of their day-to-day life. What does a typical day look like for them? Are they juggling kids and work? Are they consistently in meetings or working late nights? And then find out what their interests and hobbies are. What do they enjoy doing in their free time? And this helps you connect with them on a more personal level. Now, and here's the fun part, and again, something that is super weird, give your avatar a name. This makes them feel more real, and you can even find or create an image that represents them, right? So every time you create content, write emails, or build offers, picture this person in your mind. And here's a little hack. Whenever you did all the tasks we did before, like until to create this avatar with giving this person a name and, you know, finding out how their day-to-day looks like, if you did all the tasks before, like finding out in what position they are, nailing down exactly what kind of person you want to attract, you can even hop to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to create your custom avatar, right? Give them all the information, or give ChatGPT all the information, and let ChatGPT create you the perfect avatar for your target audience that you defined before. So summarize everything in a one-page profile. In the best case, again, you can do that through ChatGPT. Include the key characteristics, goals, challenges, and buying behaviors. And this is something you can refer back to every time you need to refine your messaging or create offers. All right, let's recap. This was a lot. And in this episode, we talked about why you need a specific target audience and why trying to appeal to everyone just doesn't work, right? You learn how to define a perfect target audience by focusing on those big outcomes, big pain points, and ensuring your audience is ready and able to invest in your services. And we also went through the step-by-step process of creating your own customer avatar. And by the time you're doing with this exercise, you will have a clear vision of who exactly you're speaking to, what they need, and how you can help them. So if you found this episode helpful, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. It helps other people to find the show and keeps me motivated, or us motivated, to bring even more value. And if you've got any questions, please hit me up on @IamSelinaAgas at Instagram. I will link the handle down below. And in the next episode, this is a super special one, since this is the one Maribel and I are having a kind of intimate conversation about how we build and scaled our business from scratch. So you don't want to miss that. So hopefully you will get some big ass value also from this next bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening.